this segment that has just been so popular, like, is just mammoth. Everyone stops on the street and goes, oh, how about Cheap Sydney Open? What a great segment that is. We've got a good time, Gab, in the studio to tell us all the cheap and free things to do around town. How are you going?
Not too bad. How are you? How's the school holidays?
Good. Oh, look, your suggestions have been amazing. I actually drove past and saw those bike people in the Sydney Park the other day. They're doing all that thing. The ice skating thing is great.
Yeah. So, and you went whale watching.
And I went whale watching.
And you saw some whales. Yeah. So that's great.
And like these whales were like jumping clear out of the water. It was awesome.
They're still around, so people can go and check them out.
Apparently.
Which is free.
30,000 whales go down the Humpback Highway every year.
Humpback Highway.
That's what they call it, the Humpback Highway.
Humpback Highway. yeah, there's a few things happening this week in Sydney. Good old cheap Sydney. Mm-hmm. There's a few exhibitions going on. One that is Kate Ballas's Glace Noir exhibition at the Black Eye Gallery. Dreamscapes, which capture the subtle feminine power of glacial peaks and rivers from a unique perspective.
The feminine power of glacial peaks.
What a beautiful sentence. I think I'm just going to go down just to see what that means.
I know, I'm intrigued. Where is the Black Eye Gallery?
It's in Darlinghurst on Darlinghurst Road, and it's available and free every day from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. until the 16th of July.
Cool.
And the opening, or the opening night was last Thursday, but yeah, every day it's free.
Still so a few more days till
sounds pretty magical. Then there is another free exhibition on at Carriage Works at Little Everly. Which is on Wilson Street this Saturday until the 27th of August. And it's a homage to one of Australia's largest industrial conflicts. It's an historical exhibition commissioned with artworks. I didn't actually find this event. I'm just reading it for the first time and I'm confusing myself. It's called The Great Strike. It's free.
Right.
It's a historical walk down memory lane with beautiful artworks.
And it kicks off on Saturday.
This pivotal event.
And it's got a whole bunch of artists. I don't know who these artists are.
I don't know who these artists are, but they sound.
But it's also talks as well.
And talks. Yeah. And it's at the Carriage Works. And I'm sure it'll be a cultural and beautiful journey for you that is also free that you can then talk about with your friends and family. another really cool event that's happening is the scavenger hunt at Newtown.
Right.
It's $25 per team, and there's actually a discount code for that if you're interested. And it's Boomtown, all uppercase.
I love a scavenger hunt,
which makes it $20.
Yeah.
And
Boomtown, remember that? That is like a special code just for you.
Yes, and it's a 14 clue trail spanning across the famous King Street into hidden bookshops, through parks, and down graffiti cladded lanes. How cool does that sound?
It says it's on every day.
Yeah. Every day from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. until Monday the 31st, so until next Monday.
Never heard of this. That's amazing.
I've never heard of this either. But $20 per team, so if you put in that discount code Boomtown, that's pretty good.
It is.
And a bit of fun that's, you know, not.
Explore a bit of Newtown. There are a lot of, like they say, little hidden things around Newtown that you may not have seen before. And if a good way to, maybe you've just come to town or you've been here a while and you've never really explored Newtown. That's a really good way to go and discover it.
Yeah, that's not, you know, heaps expensive and just about drinking and stuff. So.
Nothing. I won't comment on that.
And also coming up is Bastille Day.
Is it?
Ça va pas la tête ou quoi?
Oh, look at you.
That means are you right in the head or what?
Really? It sounded like something really nice and bubbly.
Yeah, you were like, oh, la la. It's kind of like the Flight of the Conchords. Like, anything you say can make you sound amazing.
Oh,
cornichon. Yes, the Bastille Festival is happening this week from Thursday till Sunday.
But wait, when's Bastille Day?
Thursday, I think.
Oh, is it this week?
It's this week.
Oh, right.
July.
14th.
Yep.
Oh, gotcha, yeah.
So it's going to be taking over the whole of the Circular Quay,
awesome.
Sydney Opera House, Harbour Ridge, and the Museum of Contemporary Arts. And it's all free to get in, so it starts from this Thursday to Sunday. It's pretty massive. It's taking up the whole of sort of the harbour. It is free to get in, but I would assume that obviously everything that you kind of do within there will cost some kind of bit of money. But there's going to be 4 food villages, 8 wine bars and beer gardens, 14 live concerts, 2 DJ sets, one cabaret show, and a partridge and a pear tree. No, and 8 movie screenings on beds.
On beds?
On beds.
What do you mean, line of bed?
I would assume it's like a French Parisian bed that you lie with your partner.
It's not French.
And there'll be 40 street live performances all day and night, from like circus performances, country and folk dance music.
It sounds rad. I didn't even know. We did like a big festival. Like, this is really
But it's
exciting.
Not just Bastille Day. They're celebrating like all of Europe. So there'll be like German stalls and like other kind of interesting food and wine. But it's all free to get in. And so you can walk around in between all of those sort of the Harbour Ridge and contemporary.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, I reckon that sounds like a goal. I'm going to go down there on this weekend.
Yeah.
Sure.
Sounds a bit of wine and cheese. Mm-hmm. And then I just discovered the weirdest thing
that
I'm not really sure how I feel about it, but maybe somebody will like this. Coming to the Newmarket Hotel is a hot tub cinema.
Oh, really?
It's like
You're lying in a hot tub, bubbling around, blah, 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 blah.
And watching a movie.
Yeah.
So
tell me more. Now, you know, this is all good because there's often cinemas in pools. Like, you know, Wet and Wild has a movie on while you lie in the big pool.
Yeah, I heard about that. I don't know if it was in Wet and Wild that they had it and you can lie in, like, Lilo's and then they were watching Jaws.
Yeah.
There is no way I could do that. There's absolutely no way.
Gabby, I don't think sharks are in pools.
Anybody. If it's night and I'm in a body of water and someone's like, dun, 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 dun.
But it gets cold. That's the problem. You go to these movies
wouldn't want to do it. I guess this is why they're maybe moving it into a hot tub. But I just literally couldn't think of anything worse, like sitting in a hot tub with my mates, just getting pruned and like food and drinks just like kind of getting floating around. But hey, it could be someone else's dream. So at the Newmarket Hotel, there's going to be a hot tub cinema. You can watch movies like Something About Mary, Die Hard,
Die Hard in a hot tub.
Die Hard in a hot tub with your mates. Like, or it could be a random, because if you buy a ticket, then you'll just get allocated a random hot tub with some strangers, which to me is even weirder. Yeah. But I think it's like $40 for a ticket, which isn't too bad.
$40.
This is what you get. You get free return transport
from
Mascot Station.
Okay.
Or a bus. You get free parking. You get a free drink on arrival. You get in-tub food and drink service.
It's going to get messy, isn't it?
It's so messy. Imagine your chock top just melting down your chest and just like floating around. And this is what they say, a wonderful movie screening, an experience to tell your grandkids about. But
I'd love to send you to this just to get a report, you know, of what happens.
I really would. I can be if you pay for me, I'll go and tell you how it goes. Your headphones just.
Yes, my headphones just broke, everybody. That's 2SER. Please support us.
I thought your ear fell off.
That'd be worse. You know,
your panicked face just went to grab. I was like, oh my God, Mick's ears, come on. No, it's just his headphone. Anyway, so if you want to check out any of those things, we'll put up the links. HotTubCinemaClubSydney.com is where you can get those tickets.
I am intrigued.
I'm totally not intrigued.
But thanks anyway. Thanks for your update on Cheap Sydney Open.
No worries.
And lots of great things to do. I am going to go to the Bastille Festival, though.
Yeah, that sounds really fun.
I'll report back.
Yeah, a bit of a cultural journey there.
Yes.